This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update from Q News. Ghana's parliament has passed a controversial new bill that will severely restrict LGBTQ+ rights in the West African country. The legislation will see a mandatory 3-year prison sentence for a person who identifies as LGBTQ+. People who allow same-sex activity on properties they own, occupy or manage face 6 years in prison. Anyone funding an LGBTQ+ organisation also faces 5 years in prison. LGBTQ+ advocacy involving children will result in a 10-year prison sentence. MPs said the bill was drafted in response to the opening of Ghana's first LGBTQ+ community centre in the capital in 2021. Last month, Amnesty International warned that the bill possesses significant threats to the fundamental rights and freedoms of LGBTQ+ people. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk called Parliament's passing of the bill profoundly disturbing and urged the government not to sign into the law. About 30 African countries currently ban homosexuality. From Variety. A crowd that swelled into the thousands took to the streets of Thessaloniki last Sunday night. One day after a shocking attack on a transgender couple, rock Greece's second city and rattled the filmmakers and guests at the city's documentary festival. Waving rainbow flags, carrying banners denouncing homophobia and transphobia, and chanting protest slogans, the mostly peaceful demonstration wound through the streets of this seaside city. Last Saturday's attack, which took place in front of packed restaurants and cafes in a square that is in the heart of public life in the city, after a mob of close to 200 black-clad youths cursed, spat and threw bottles as they pursued the young couple. The duo ultimately took refuge in a nearby restaurant until the police arrived on the scene. At least 21 suspects have been arrested so far. Attendees of the festival, which has a spotlight on queer cinema as one of its focal points of its 26th edition, were shocked and outraged by the attack. From timeout.com. Australia's premier regional LGBTQ+ Pride event, Chill Out Festival, was held in Daylesford, Victoria over the Labor Day long weekend. From humble beginnings in 1997, Chill Out Festival has grown to become Australia's largest and longest-running queer country pride festival, attracting over 30,000 visitors into the region across the festival weekend. This year's theme was Boots and Bling, with the festival hosting more than 50 fabulous events, with drag queen darling Courtney Act headlining. Highlights of the 5-day celebration included the iconic Pride Street Parade, multiple massive dance parties complete with drag queen stars and DJs, a pool party and community carnival. The festival aims to reduce homophobia in regional schools and groups, as well as instill a sense of pride throughout the community regardless of gender or sexual orientation. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Star Observer. Trans golfer Hayley Davidson has spoken out against a sudden decision to ban trans women from competing in the NXXT Women's Pro Tour. Organisers made the shock announcement this week during the mid-season of the competition. The decision is a U-turn for the organisation, who had previously backed the trans athlete, which will now see her banned from competing. Taking to social media to speak about the decision and the ban, Hayley said, "Effective immediately, I have been removed from the next 3 NXXT tournaments that I already had signed up for and approved to play." The unexpected decision is a complete reverse of support previously provided to Hayley by the organisation. In 2021, Davidson became the first trans golfer to win the professional women's event, and earlier this year, she went on to win the NXXT Women's Classic. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.